Well, I heard about our second heat wave coming in a matter of a month right here in Connecticut, but we are not talking about the heat outside when we talk about an online heat map. Did you hear about this? The Better Business Bureau launched an online heat map, and it lets users see scams reported across the country, including right here in Connecticut, where people report losing a lot of money to scammers, more than $40,000 in just the last month. So obviously, you know, anything having to do with scams, I want to talk about it. And who better to talk about it with than my buddy, Kristen Johnson of the Better Business Bureau serving Connecticut. Hey, Kristen, welcome back.
Good morning and happy Monday.
Yes, right back at you. Although this is not really happy news, you know, people being scammed for an awful lot of money. Tell us what the online heat map is.
So we've talked about Scam Tracker on your show before, but in case your audience isn't aware, Scam Tracker is a tool that Better Business Bureau has where you can not only report scams that you see to warn others, but you can also look up scams. So if you kind of have that sense that this may not be a trustworthy business or this doesn't feel right, but you're kind of inclined to spend money on something, you just want to double check. Part of your research should be to go to bbb.org/scam tracker, and you can look up businesses and individuals. You can look them up by their name, by the phone number they're using, the website that they have, and see if other people have reported it as a scam. So it's a really great resource, and what we've added to it is something called a heat map. So if you go to bbb.org/scam tracker and you scroll about halfway down, you'll see the heat map. You'll open it up. It's very colorful. Right now, Connecticut is in the yellow, which isn't too bad. It depends on what you choose. There's different metrics. So losses per capita, reports per capita, total reports, or median loss. So right now I have it on the last 30 days, and I'm looking at losses per capita. And I see that we are right in the middle. We're 33rd. In the country for losses per capita. But then I can toggle through, I can look through the last 90 days, the last 12 months, or all time, and it'll change. And it's updated in real time. So as we process Scam Tracker reports, it will change as far as the number of reports we have, and it'll change depending on the amount the person lost.
You know what's crazy about this is I'm also on the heat map with you, Kristen, you know, doing this all in mm-hmm. real time. It's fascinating to me that if you go just next to Connecticut, New York is in the yellow. And if you go just mm-hmm. north of Connecticut and Massachusetts, New Hampshire's in the red. And I'm fascinating as to why in, you know, whether it's the tri-state area or even in New England, how you could have such different, I guess, scam levels or heat levels of scams.
So it depends on if you're looking at losses per capita or reports per capita, because that depends on how many people live. It's per 1,000 residents. So Connecticut has a different population than New York, than our neighbors, right? So that's mm-hmm. that's probably part of it. I'm not sure which metric you're using right now.
I am on the, I just actually clicked, I was on last 90 days. So now if I switch over to last 30 days, it just says by location and it's showing from low to high. So I guess Connecticut, Massachusetts, and New Hampshire are all in this, like, it's not the orange, but it's like a darker mm-hmm. yellow than the lowest level.
Yeah. But so then the lowest would be the light yellow, and then that. But if you look at like median loss per report in the last 30 days, Connecticut is 19th in the country. And if you look at all time, we're actually 16th in the country for median loss per report. So that would be the amount of that someone loses individually. So obviously it's higher, which makes sense because people in Connecticut tend to have more money. And so they would probably lose. So the losses per capita per 1,000 residents all time in Connecticut is over $2,000. So an individual would lose over $2,000. And then what's really helpful is if you go down further, you can look at the top scam type. So our top scam type, let's look at the last 30 days. And well, I'm going to do reports per capita or total reports, actually. It's online purchase.
Yes.
And that's one thing that hasn't changed since we launched this. Online purchase always seems to be the top, like the most common scam type. It's 80 compared to the next is employment and then counterfeit product. We see a lot of those, which is also kind of a version of an online purchase scam.
Right.
And then you'll see like phishing or debt collections, sweepstakes, government imposters. We've been getting a lot of those with people getting their passports, a lot of imposter scams. So you can just go through, and like I said, it changes in real time. And then if you go even further down, you can look at the most recent reports, open those up, read the descriptions, look at the name of the business, the email address, the phone number, and that can really help you out as you're doing your own research.
So it's really interesting. And again, Kristen Johnson is here from the Better Business Bureau. I find this heat map so fascinating because I then started just clicking to see. Well, first of all, I think it's really fascinating that, you know, again, just kind of eyeballing it the last 30 days, the Northeast is mostly in the yellow, darker yellow. But if you go to the opposite side of the country, you know, Oregon, Washington, Idaho, Montana, Nevada, Utah, they're in the red. And so I find that really fascinating that, you know, and I'm wondering why, not so much just for the amount of money maybe being lost, but do you think, like, we cover scams so much. I could at least say that in Connecticut. I feel like there's such a focus on scams, and even our representatives in Washington, I find the ones who come from New England talk about scams a lot. And having a better handle on it, the attorneys general, all that. Do you think there's a reason, Kristen, why it's so vastly different from what seems like the East Coast has? It just seems like a much better handle on scams, if you will, or people being duped than the West Coast.
Well, I know Better Business Bureau has bureaus. We have like 99 bureaus across the country. So I know my colleagues over there are disseminating the same information. Whether the people who live there have as much access to that information could be part of it, but that's just a guess. I don't really know for sure. Again, I think it depends on what you're looking at. If you're looking at per capita, you know, there's going to be a lot less people in Wyoming and Montana than there are in Connecticut. So if people do get duped there and they do lose money, it's going to show more, right? So that could be part of it as well.
But overwhelmingly, you're so right. Every single state, as far as I can tell, and most of them, it's overwhelming how much more. Online purchases is the number one scam, number one scam across the board. But it's fascinating when you jump from online purchase to whatever the second would be, whether it's phishing, counterfeit, employment. I mean, it's more than double of the online purchase scams than really any other whoever comes into second for almost every single state. I mean, and that's being nice. Like I'm right now, I just clicked on Wyoming and there's 12 online purchase versus 3 debt collection. So it's overwhelming that it's online purchases. I think that's fascinating.
You know, I feel like a broken record saying this because I know I've said it a dozen times before, but scammers want to be where we are. That's where they're going to make their money. And we're all online shopping. We're doing our banking online. I mean, think of everything that you do on the internet, not just, you know, it's so that's part of it, right? Is that they are taking advantage of us, whether it's social media, whether it's a fake website, they're there. They're creating all of that. So online purchase year after year after year, which is why we always, you know, warn people around the holidays, because we know there's always an uptick in people buying things online, that the scammers are going to be there. And that's just why you should use resources like this and see if other people are being scammed before you hit that buy button. I mean, 5 minutes of research can save you so much time, money, and headache. Yeah. I can't tell you how many of these online purchase scam reports, when you read them, they'll say, I bought this, and then I looked and I saw that this, you know, this is a scam.
Right.
But on this, by the same token, we get reports where people will report that they didn't lose money, that they're just warning people, that they'll say, I read this on Scam Tracker and I almost lost money, but I saw it. And so I'm just reporting that the same thing almost happened to me. Well, so that's really good. It's always good to hear people are using it.
Totally. Well, and it goes back to probably the most common theme that I've learned in the amount of times I've had you on the show, Kristen, which is to do your research and the importance of that and just taking those couple extra minutes to vet that you actually are on a credible site before you purchase. We've got Kristen Johnson here of the Better Business Bureau serving Connecticut, and we're talking about this new tool that was dropped online by the Better Business Bureau this month. It's a heat map. It's a live look at scam activity reported to BBB across the U.S. and Canada Per capita metrics are adjusted for population, so smaller regions aren't masked by larger ones. The best single proxy for the risk to an individual living there. And again, you can click on any location, really drill down the numbers. Obviously, we are focused on Connecticut. Kristen, what would you say is the biggest takeaway for this? Because again, going back to what we were just talking about with online purchase, that is overwhelmingly the top issue across the country. What do we do with that? So we see that, and then what do you do?
Knowledge is power. I think it's really telling that we've had nationwide 25,776 reports in the last month with over $104 million in losses. These scams are targeting everyone. And if you think you're too smart to fall for one, you're actually more likely to fall for one. That is the research that we have, that we've seen with the different organizations that track these scams besides us, is that, I mean, everyone from doctors to teachers to lawyers to everyone, everyone is falling for scams. And so if you think that you're not, you just take a pause. A lot of people will use, their heart will take over for logic when they really, really want something. And you need to stop and think, whether it's buying something online, whether it's someone calling, pretending to be your cable company or your power company, whether it's an investment, you want to get involved in cryptocurrency. These are all the types of scams that we're seeing on a daily basis. And we're talking about some people losing hundreds of thousands of dollars. And if they have that much money, obviously they have some level of intelligence to be able to make that much money. And so I don't want anyone out there to think that they can't fall for a scam, because if you look at this map, you'll see, your peers are falling for scams daily. You definitely need to do your research. Look at these other scams. Go to bbb.org/scam tracker. If you feel like something isn't right, whether it's a social media ad, whether, like I said, someone's calling you, a knock at the door, do your research. Go to bbb.org. Look up these companies. Look them up, Google them with the word scam and see what other people are saying. If you can't find information about a company, that's probably not a good sign and you want to go elsewhere to spend your money.
Well, and I think, Kristen, it goes also without saying, just again, the themes of online purchases, just a good reminder that no matter what it is, and that I just think the online world is so fascinating, because it could be that you want to donate to a cause. It could be that you want to buy in a sale. It could be that you have a pop-up advertisement and you want to click on it. I mean, it's too easy. It is too easy for scammers to target people. And so what would you say are some of the golden rules we should just live by before we click and go further?
You definitely want to make sure you're on a secure site. If you get a pop-up that says this website is not secure, close it. You definitely want to make sure there's a little lock symbol in the URL bar, not just a picture of a lock symbol somewhere on the website, but up in the URL bar. That means if you're using your credit card, that information will be safe. You do want to use a credit card, because then you can go back to the credit card company and say, hey, I never received this item. We get a lot of reports of people that use peer-to-peer apps to pay for things. And there's certain ones that have rules that say, if we get a proof that an item was delivered, we're not going to give you your money back. Well, what scammers will do is that they will create, they can use AI for anything now. So they'll create fake tracking that shows that an item was delivered, or they'll send a random 10-cent item to someone and create a tracking that way. And they'll say, okay, this is proof we delivered the item. And these companies don't go look any further. So they don't actually technically know that the item wasn't delivered. So you definitely want to use your credit card. Another rule that we always share is take a screenshot of whatever you're purchasing. That way you can have proof what came in the mail doesn't look like what you expected it to be at your doorstep. So those are just some of the easy things that you can do. The onus is really on you as a consumer. So make a list, especially around the holidays, of everything you purchase, when you expect it to be delivered, and who is going to be delivering it. That way, if you get a text message that says, oh, this item can't be delivered, you need to go into our website, click this link, pay an extra $10 so we can finish the delivery, you know that, wait, I'm not using this delivery system, so this is a scam. Mm. So really, to protect yourself, you need to not rely on anyone else but yourself to do that extra work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, certainly vetting, doing that research, and then, you know, keeping kind of a record, if you will, of what you buy online and you know, who you've donated to, just to, again, kind of cross your T's, dot the I's, all of that. We're going to give you more information as well as a link to this heat map dashboard that is, again, very interactive, and you can learn an awful lot just by clicking all over it. We're going to put that link on our website, voiceofct.com. Kristen Johnson, you are a joy. I always appreciate chatting with you. I learned so much from you. Thank you so much for what you do at the Better Business Bureau, but also for joining us on WICC. We appreciate it.
Have a great day and a great week.
Thanks. You too, Kristen.